Hello again and welcome to the Speedway Podcast, keeping you up to date with all the latest happenings with the Whitelink Warriors. And last week saw the high-flying Bellevue Colts come to town.
Starts walked away and the tapes are up as they come past me for the first time in the gathering gloom. It's Matt Williamson in the lead, being followed by Danny Ayres. Connor Coles was making a manful effort to get to second, but I don't think he is, and unfortunately that means that Scott Campus for the Warriors is at the back.
As they start the final lap of the heat, it's still Matt Williamson in first place, followed by Danny Ayres for the Bellevue Colts in second place, with Scott Campos in third place. They come around the final two bends. It's going to be another 5-1 to round off Bellevue's successful night. It is Matt Williamson who takes the win. Danny Ayres takes second place, and Scott Campos crosses the line to take third.
The Warriors played host to National League leaders Bellevue Colts at the Andrew Uni Smallbrook Stadium on Tuesday the 22nd of August, and sadly were on the wrong end of a ruthless display of speed and power by the men from Manchester. Warriors skipper James Cockle was a late withdrawal, suffering from a sickness bug, and the rider replacement facility was used to cover his absence, whilst Bellevue arrived without their two star English youngsters Dan Bewley and Jack Smith, with their third heat leader Lee Payne also out injured. Colts were permitted to bring in two guest riders, and they chose Island specialist Matt Williamson of Buxton and the flamboyant Danny Ayres from Cradley. It was clear from the start that the Colts meant business, with Williamson and Carl Bickley outpacing the returning Ben Wilson to open with a maximum. And the visitors extended their lead in Heat 2 as Andy Mellish passed Adam Portwood for the lead, with Luke Woodall benefiting from Jamie Seeley's carburetor problems after the Warriors' reserve had overhauled his opponent. Heat 3 saw Wilson record the Warriors' first and only race win on the night. After that, it was only one-way traffic as the Colts piled on the points. Williamson claimed a 5-ride maximum and received excellent backup from the fast and uncompromising Danny Ayres, who recorded the quickest winning time since the opening meeting of the season on his way to a paid maximum. With Bickley and Rob Shuttleworth also scoring heavily, it was to be a big payday for the visitors. Although not reflected by the score, all of the Warriors tried their very hardest, none more so than Connor Coles, who had the unenviable task of facing Williamson, Ayres or both in 5 of his 6 rides. 8 points was scant reward for a battling display. It finished Warriors 28, Bellevue Colts 62. And shortly after the meeting, Humpty caught up with Warriors co-manager Harry Bishop.
A very disappointing night, Barry, but dare I say, not entirely unexpected, I guess.
No, not unexpected, really. They're the league leaders. They've got a very strong, strong team. I was a bit surprised by their choice of rider replacements, because they're track specialists. It would have been a tough ask anyway, but to bring two track specialists was a little bit hard on us, really. But it is what it is, you know. There's the rules, and that's what they're there for. But, yeah, I'm disappointed for the guys.
Yeah, so it's just one of those nights. But I say, a good strong crowd again. At least we can draw some positives from that.
Yeah, the crowd was great. The kids' race was brilliant. As I keep saying every week, we have a jigsaw puzzle with just one piece missing, and that's the wins. So we look forward next week to Eastbourne, of course. Get the scooter rally out of the way first, but next week we have Eastbourne here, and then we'll see where we go from there.
Yeah, we'd hope perhaps we stand a bit of a better chance with Eastbourne, because of course we've got a very, very different track to Eastbourne, haven't we?
Yeah, we have, but they also equally have a strong side. I think they're second at the moment in the league. Although Mark Baisby broke his arm, so he won't be riding. Yeah, our riders have to be on top form, and their riders have to be perhaps having a bit of a tough day for us to win. But I believe in the boys still. We haven't had the best one of luck, but we will click at some point, and we will give someone a fine thrashing.
I'm sure we will. And on a slightly different note, I guess you and your team looking forward to a very, very busy weekend, this bank holiday coming.
Yeah, we have a full on with the scooter rally, of course, so that all starts from tomorrow. They arrive and start setting up, and then we have the scooter race from Thursday through to Monday. So yeah, it's full on. It's important for the club and for the stadium that we maximise this brilliant event.
Oh well, thanks for your time as ever, and as I say, a week on Thursday, it's Eastbourne, and let's hope for better things. It's a Warrior way, isn't it? We won't be defeated.
No, we won't be defeated, and we have to take the positives, as we say, and Eastbourne will come here, and we'll do them over.
Well, that's it from the Speedway Podcast this week. The Warriors' next home meeting is on Thursday the 31st of August, when Eastbourne take on the Warriors at the Andrew Uni Smallbrook Stadium. Join Humpty and Shania just before 7 p.m. for live coverage on Vectis Radio. And join us again next time for more Warriors news in the Speedway podcast.